Kaya Biz.
Well, we're well aware that South Africa has gone through a very aggressive vaccination drive, and many South Africans have actually responded accordingly. But how do we grow from this to make sure that South Africans have also actively participated in making sure that they return to work? And what kind of pressure is on businesses to make sure that they are able to return to work adequately? So how is it that we're going to conquer, I guess, between the dynamics of either working from home or returning to the workplace? A reminder of a Twitter poll that we've shared with you, and we've asked, what do you prefer? And 66% of you say that you prefer working from home, 34% of you saying, well, you're happy to return to the office. To help us unpack this as a case study and these dynamics that we witness, we join on the line by Linda Trim, Director at Giant Leap. Linda, good evening and welcome to the show.
Evening, thank you.
Great to have you with us, Linda. I think let's start off with the Twitter poll as an example of what we're going to be discussing. Large majority of South Africans saying, I'm quite comfortable sitting in my dining room table or study at home. I'm not keen to swipe my access card anytime soon. What do you make of the results of our Twitter poll?
So I think what's really interesting is the office pre-COVID really didn't work. And it was well overdue having a change. And what we've realized now with nearly 2 years home, working from home has got many, many drawbacks and people are very, very stuck. So the office post-COVID or the hybrid office where we're at now needs to be something completely different to actually draw people back because none of the past options are working.
Help us understand that past options and what needs to change. What are the influences or the caveats that we need to be mindful of to attract people to work now?
So, I mean, pre-COVID, people really just went to the office to sit at a desk and they had absolutely no flexibility. What people are loving working at home is having all the flexibility in the world, except that businesses are lacking viability. They actually can't continue with no innovation and creativity. So the kind of things that we've really got to do is to design spaces that entice people to a place which is different to at home and different to other places or the office they had before. And those can really be a number of things, and it's important for each company to assess what their people need. Some examples are ergonomics. Homes cannot offer people the ergonomics an office can. Mm-hmm. Advanced technologies we certainly don't get at home. People are struggling. They're absolutely burnt out.
Yeah.
So an office can certainly enable better user experiences. At home, we battle to have an energy or a buzz, and we're social creatures. We absolutely thrive on seeing other people, even if we're introverted.
So true. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because in my mind I was thinking, well, we're used to the coffee on tap, the water fountain that we could actually drink water from. But you mentioned a lot of changes that are quite practical in terms of driving productivity, interaction, as well as how it is that we integrate really with the culture and environment of our workplaces. I'm also keen to understand if different companies need to take on different strategies as to how they attract their staff back to the office, primarily because we know that sectors and levels of productivity are very different depending on the kind of work that you do.
Very, very much so. It's not about just any company and a one-size-fits-all. It's understanding the type of work that your people do and then creating the right settings for them to do that. And I'll give you an example. Many companies are now saying they need to only have collaborative spaces and no place for people to do focus work. And people will come to the office two or three times a week. But what happens if I actually need somewhere in the office to prepare for that meeting? And it's unlikely I'd be in a meeting 8 hours a day. And we don't want to fail, encourage people back just to sit on Zoom calls at the office.
That's true. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because you're quite right. A lot of companies have been mentioning that they're just moving to a hot desk environment, but people do need spaces to concentrate, to focus, and even to collaborate within intimate spaces. Perhaps let's discuss that even further. And if it, I guess, again, speaks to the hidden costs that companies do need to be mindful of.
So there's so many ways to relook at it. People don't have to go overboard right now. And the offices we are designing are certainly prototypes. No one knows what's going to hit us next, if there'll be another variant or if vaccine mandates will come in. So the biggest challenge or the biggest thing that we should be looking at is flexibility, so that an office can adapt a lot more easily than it could in the past. So it's about having a number of different shared spaces that can provide access to different amenities and services. So you're not stuck with just one desk that you would go to every day. A little bit like a hotel, you pick and choose the place you want to go to that day, be it the pool or the bath.
Yeah, I like that. And that really does speak to the options that we are able to exercise there. What are your thoughts on the mandatory vaccinations, though? Because a large number of employees have actually said, hold on, Google and company, you need to be back and you need to be vaccinated. And we're well aware that there's a lot of South Africans who are still fairly hesitant about being vaccinated and how that will likely impact their role and the type of employment that they enter into.
So I can only speak from our industry. We have many of our clients, and you know, daily we're meeting with people and building sites, and many of our clients have said you're actually not welcome if your teams are not vaccinated. And I think people really just want to put other people's safety at hand.
And that's true. We've seen that when we've had rigorous conversations back and forth. But does it play a role as well as to how proactive or keen South Africans might be to return to work, to the office?
I think what people are underestimating is how businesses have actually struggled with people working from home. And certainly employees have become a lot more empowered than they ever were, which they definitely needed to become. But now it's gone sort of to the other sort of limit, and we need to draw it back a bit. There's no point in keeping everyone at home if no one's got a job. So we have to create a balance.
Yeah, definitely looking to create a balance. I'm keen to get your thoughts, though, as well as to how we do strike that balance then for employers and employees, Linda. It seems like a tough one that requires constant engagement, but are there trade-offs that we need to consider?
So you hit the nail on the head. It is all about engagement and communication and teaching people what the new office is actually about. You cannot bring people back without actually doing change management or showing people the benefits of using the office. That's the most important thing we've got to look at right now. And I think in human nature, we all get stuck in a rut. When you haven't been to the gym for a year or two, you're quite hesitant or nervous to go back. But the minute you're 3 months in, you're absolutely loving it again.
Yep.
And that's where we've kind of got to get to with an office. Our biggest thing in life and in our working culture is our social capital. And that's what makes companies, cultures, and businesses. And we need to get back to that.
Very true. Very true. And really does speak to us being more open and, I guess, having more empathy in terms of how it is that we relate to our colleagues, our staff, and even our seniors and employers in the workplace. Well, we certainly hope that we do make progress, Linda. And I guess a random question, but I can imagine how you've often engaged with clients and everyone's asking, will we ever return to a greater sense of normality, hey? Where people don't mind getting to, battling the traffic to make it to the work, to the office on time.
Truthfully, I really believe that we will. I think it's actually come a lot sooner than any of us have sort of anticipated. Keeping people at home, I think one of the things that employees are not realizing is that staying at home, your own professional development is completely hindered. You cannot be mentored, collaborate, or socialize with other people if you choose to stay at home. So as part of the office comes back, there's going to be a lot of pressure to be left behind or to fit in and be a part of the company and the culture and grow.
Very true. Those are definitely considerations we need to bear in mind. Linda, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate the insights you've shared.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.